John and his family had just moved into their dream home, a beautiful two-story house on a quiet suburban street. They were settling in nicely and getting to know their new neighbors when something strange happened. One night, as John was sitting in his living room watching TV, he noticed that the room had gotten unusually cold. He checked the thermostat, but it was working fine. Then he heard a strange noise coming from upstairs. John cautiously climbed the stairs, but when he reached the top, he found that the hallway was gone. In its place was a blank wall. John was terrified. He ran downstairs to get his wife, but when they went back up to investigate, the hallway was back to normal. They couldn't explain what had happened, but it didn't end there. Over the next few weeks, they noticed other strange things happening in the house. Doors would open and close by themselves, and objects would move without explanation. Eventually, they called in a paranormal investigator who discovered that the house had been built on an old burial ground. The spirits of the deceased were unhappy about the disturbance and were making their presence known. John and his family decided that they couldn't live in the house anymore. They packed up and left, never to return. The disappearing hallway may have been the scariest experience, but it was just the beginning of the strange events that took place in their dream home. After leaving their previous home, John and his family thought they could start over fresh in a new house. But they soon realized that the strange occurrences were following them. It started with small things, like doors opening and closing by themselves. But as time passed, the activity grew more intense. They could hear footsteps in the hallway at night, and the sound of whispers coming from empty rooms. It was as if the spirits that had haunted their previous home had found them once again. John was determined to find out what was happening. He spent hours researching online, trying to find answers. He eventually came across a paranormal investigator who offered to help. The investigator told him that the spirits were attached to the family, not the houses they lived in. The investigator performed a cleansing ritual, and the activity in the house stopped. John and his family were finally able to live in peace. But John knew that they could never truly escape the spirits that had been following them. He always kept an eye out for signs of their presence, knowing that they could never let their guard down. The disappearing house may have been a terrifying experience, but it was just the beginning of John's encounters with the paranormal. Years passed, and John thought he had finally left the paranormal behind. But one day, while on a camping trip with friends, he stumbled upon a mysterious house deep in the forest. The house was old and dilapidated, and had an ominous aura about it. John couldn't resist exploring it. As he entered the house, he felt a chill run down his spine. It was as if the spirits of the deceased were watching him. John explored the house, room by room, until he came across a door that led to a hidden chamber. Inside the chamber, he found a dusty old journal. The pages were filled with eerie stories of the house and the people who had lived there. As he read on, he realized that the house had a dark history. The former residents had been involved in occult practices and had made a deal with the devil. John knew he had to leave the house. As he made his way out, he heard strange noises and felt a presence following him. John barely made it out alive. He knew that the spirits of the former residents were still in the house and that he had narrowly escaped their clutches. The disappearing house may have been the beginning of John's encounters with the paranormal, but it was nothing compared to the horror he had experienced in the forest. After the terrifying encounter at the mysterious house in the forest, John became obsessed with the paranormal. He spent countless hours researching and investigating haunted places, determined to uncover the truth about the supernatural. One day, he received an email from a stranger. The email contained a video of a strange figure that was caught on camera in an abandoned hospital. John was intrigued and decided to investigate the hospital himself. As he arrived at the hospital, he felt a familiar chill run down his spine. The building was old and decrepit, with broken windows and peeling paint. He made his way inside and began exploring the dark and eerie halls. As he entered a room, he saw the same figure that was caught on camera in the email. The figure was tall, with long arms and legs, and had a white, featureless face. John tried to run, but the figure was too fast. It cornered him in a room and began to close in. Just as John thought he was done for, the figure suddenly disappeared. John was shaken, but relieved that he had survived another encounter with the paranormal. As he made his way out of the hospital, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being watched. He turned around to see the figure standing at the end of the hall, watching him. John knew that he had to be careful, as the figure was still out there, lurking in the shadows.